Come in the room, come in the room, come in the room. Welcome to the things that my third graders have told me this week. Shout out to Miss C. Number one. My aunt has a body like Rolly from Baddies. The old body, not the new body. Number two. I was standing outside of the door today, and a student walked up to me and said, "Where did you get that shirt from? I thought we had a zebra for a teacher today." Number three, a student said, "What was it like to work in the fields during slavery?" And I said, "What makes you think that I was a slave?" He said, "You're 24, very much ancient." Number four, "Mr. Holmes, you never have snacks. Are you broke?" I might be. Number five, "My mom held up the car water line this morning to watch you walk in the building." I said to them, "Why?" She said, "You fine and she need that." Number six, I was allowing the kids to discuss what they did over the weekend. This was on Monday. One student said, "We visited my grandma in Florida, but we left early because my dad said that he couldn't deal with the roaches." Number seven, "Mr. Holmes, how do you ever expect to get married if you never cook?" I said, "What makes you think I'm single and what makes you think that I don't cook?" They responded with, "It's obvious." Number eight, "You smell so good. We love a black king that smells good." Okay. And you know, I'm just going to say this. You know, I know some people feel as though when you say certain things that you're telling them how to raise their kids. But, you know, as a single man, I would just think twice about the things that I mentioned around my children. No, if I had any, I don't have any. But if that was me, that's what I would do.